when you talk to investors that want to come here, the two things they talk about are transportation and education. And if you look at what's happening now in the budget, we get a whack in education. 2 years in a row looks like it's going to be whacked again. And now we're 3 years without any resolution on a transportation plan. What are y'all going to do about that?
Well, clearly the foundations of a strong economy are education, transportation, taxation, litigation. These are the things that matter to business owners. I would say in an economy that is more based on the process of data and services, that the taxation litigation aspect is probably the most important, because we are competing now with everybody. For someone who's going to locate a manufacturing facility in Georgia or locate a large warehousing facility in Georgia, clearly those issues of transportation and an educated workforce make a big difference. I would differ with you somewhat on education in raw dollars from 08 through the 2010 budget. Now, of course, we're amending that, but through the 2010 budget, education was the only segment of our budget that didn't get significantly reduced. In fact, in pure dollars, it went up, I think, from the 08 budget to 2010 by 1.4%. So I think this General Assembly has a sterling record of protecting education. I mean, I think it's important for people to remember. We're number one in the Southeast in teacher pay. We're number one in the Southeast in per student funding of education. We're number one in the Southeast in lowest student-teacher ratio. I mean, these are things the education community has told us for decades. Do these things and education will improve. Give us lower student-teacher ratio. Pay the teachers better. Invest more in education. Well, if you compare us to all of our neighbors in the Southeast, we're the best at those things. The question is the investment into education giving us the result that we should expect? And I would suggest to you, at some point, we have got to come to the realization that the way to change education, fundamentally change education, is put people in charge, the people in charge that care most about the students, and that's the parents. So until we get to a model where every parent has the right to choose the best educational setting for their student, we are only going to be nibbling around the edges. We're only going to make marginal changes. It is working. Even in Georgia, it's working. If you look at the special needs voucher, it has been fantastic. Just go look at the study that was done by Ben Scafidi. You look at what parents said about the educational setting for the child prior to receiving the scholarship and what they say about it now after receiving the scholarship, and it is night and day. And I don't understand how we can prevent a child from going and experiencing the best educational setting for that particular child. I don't understand it. It of all the issues that I talk about, it's the one that means most to me on just a personal basis, and that is finally changing our education system to put parents in charge. And when we do that, we can stand up and say, yes, come to Georgia, because we're the most business-friendly state in America, but we also have the greatest educational opportunities. And I think, like you said, businesses will flock here if we do that. You know, there has been, over the last 2 to 3 years, this back and forth between regional plan, state plan. My frustration in the entire process has always been that we tend to look at this in the exact reverse order of fixing the problem that we ought to. We in the General Assembly have been so focused on what will pass the General Assembly and then what may pass at the ballot box that hopefully will fix the problem, that we need to reverse that order. Number one, what is the plan that will fix the problem? Because if we come up with a plan that will fix the problem, I can assure you the people will vote for it. And if the people will vote for it, then the General Assembly ought to vote for it. But we need to look at that in reverse order. Just because the General Assembly passes a transportation plan, if it doesn't solve the problem, we've done nothing but waste time and waste money. We cannot afford to do either one of those. If you look across the nation at other people or other states that have attempted a statewide plan through a 1% tax, I don't know that any of them have been successful. So we need to be very wary of trying to attempt something that no one else has ever been successful in accomplishing. What we do need to look at is a model that's been very successful here, and that is a local SPLOST-type model where the voters can go to the ballot box, look at the list of projects and say, okay, I drive that road every day. I understand the traffic on that road. You know, for me, I understand that 575 is a traffic nightmare. I'd like to widen it. If it's on that list, I'm going to vote for it because I know the results of my investment. I think with a statewide plan, one of the problems you get into is that if that list is made available to the voter, I'm going to go look at that list and I'm going to see two or three things that are in my area that I understand, but I'm going to see about maybe 20 items in areas of the state that I don't travel, that I don't understand, that I'm going to have a hard time supporting with my tax dollars because I'm just not going to, in my own mind, see the benefit of my investment. But if you keep it localized, like we do with local education SPLOST, like we do with local government SPLOST, People in Georgia will vote if they know what the result is going to be of their investment.
Isn't that basically what the governor laid out? I mean, it's larger than a county, on a county basis, but I think if I understood him correctly today, that he said that it would be about 12 regional planning districts, and that before that you go to the ballot box in 2012, you would have a list of projects in your planning district that would qualify.
Yeah, and I appreciate him stepping forward and offering the support on this, because I think this type of regional plan is what we've been talking about for quite some time, and I think this is the one that will ultimately be successful. I would, that the plan that he's put forth is based on the RDCs. I would like, and he has said he's perfectly fine with this, the option of some of the counties to move RDCs. And I'll give you one county that's not even my county, but if you just look at the map, maybe will make some sense. Forsyth County, for example. They are not in the Metro Atlanta RDC, but if you go to Forsyth and ask the people who live there, where do you drive every day for work, shopping? They get on 400 and they head south. And so maybe it makes sense, like a Forsyth County, to join the metro region. But that's up to their voters and up to their county commission. But I think we ought to give that option before we have a definite plan as to where we draw the lines. But that regional plan seems to be the one that would be most successful.
The statewide strategic plan that came out, I guess, in the last month, in broad terms, is that the kind of plan that you think, when it's applied to specific projects and...
Absolutely. The state has to have a role in this, because even though the transportation plans need to be decided on locally, need to be funded locally, clearly there needs to be some master plan that connects these local decisions together. I mean, for those who've lived around here for a while, for years and years, you had the traffic going from Cobb County into Fulton County, where it went from four lanes down to two lanes on Johnson Ferry. That was just a nightmare. But the same thing has existed from Gwinnett County going into Forsyth County. On McGinnis Ferry Road, you had the four lanes that went down to two lanes. And so we all live through the problems when local governments don't work together and fix transportation issues. So we need to have a statewide plan that brings these together. But ultimately, at the ballot box anyway, I think those decisions will be made locally on local projects. The state has a vested interest in making sure that whatever state funding is put into the system, it is done in a way that brings these local regions together.
And the other part of the governor's transportation plan the other day was the $300 million in bonds in this year's budget, the big budget for 11. And then, even though he said he's going to be gone, him wanting to try to encourage the next governor and future legislators to include $300 million a year for 10 years. How do you follow that?
Well, we use bond money to build infrastructure, and that's the right way to go about it. I think that putting this first investment forward is a good first step. I hope that whoever the next administration is, they will give this serious consideration. But I do like the fact that this is done on a year-by-year basis, because one of the problems we've had for so long with the DOT is that we invest money and then we throw good money after bad. At least this way of doing it on a year-by-year basis will hopefully prevent us from doing that again. If the state's going to invest $300 million, we need $300 million of benefit out of it. If we're investing $300 million and getting $100 million benefit out of it, it's a poor investment, and we should stop. So I do like the year-by-year basis. I hope that future administrations will look at this seriously to ensure that those dollars are being used wisely and that the DOT is making this investment work for Georgians. But it's a great first step.
Thank you.